Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk. Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Radio Live, it's your hip hop informer. What's good? It's the 5th of April, end of the week. Hump Day is past. It's the Cypher. You're inside the Friday night Cypher. We got over that hump. Hey, thanks for rocking tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, hit us up. If you want to get your freestyle in, you just want to get something off your chest, we are here for you tonight, baby. We got a recap of the week in news and entertainment. Plus, we got that dude Terrell stopping past. He owns a clothing line called Rev Clothing, and he's also a DJ. We're going to get it in with our special guest tonight, Terrell. Again, owner of Rev Clothing. 917-889-3926 is 901 in New York City. It's 802 right now in New Orleans, baby. We'll be back with hot chocolate.
right.
Friday Night Cypher with the crew. Madam CeeLo Boston all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time.
That's right. All the way live from Plant City. We call it Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. Welcome to the weekend, people. TGIF.
Bracket.
Bueno, session.
Bueno.
So,
how was your week?
It wasn't bad. I was in New York for the weekend. Again, shout out my daughter, Corinne. Had a great time. Came back with a cold that had me down for a couple of days. So, my week was spent fighting germs in bed for a portion of it, but I did snap back, you know, late Wednesday, early yesterday. So that was all good.
Got to.
Yo, got to. How was your week?
It was very
happy
long.
Birthday. You said long.
Did you say happy birthday?
Yeah, she said the.
To my goddaughter.
Yeah, birthday was.
Right, last
week. It was over the weekend, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I will let her know. We had a great time.
Who do you think I was saying happy birthday to?
Listen, you say so much random stuff.
Well,
you could have been telling Jesse Jackson happy birthday. I don't know.
Well, not necessarily happy birthday, but we can say happy 5-year anniversary to Jay-Z and Beyonce.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging out in Cuba exactly. With the family.
And
like,
yes, looking good. Looking good.
Big, no doubt.
Yes, very nice. Oh, and I do have a birthday shout out. Happy 40th birthday to Curtis Edelton, a.k.a. Boogie, a.k.a. Diddy Runs the City of Edelton Events, who was scheduled to be on our show Wednesday. And unfortunately,
hey,
we weren't able to get him, but he will be back on Monday. He will be back on Monday.
Well, being that, you know, he stood us up, and I don't play the stand-up game on this show. I've never booked an act that other people in the world know that it's never stood us up. But anyway, I'd rather give our homeboy, who is famous, I'm sorry, it is what it is. People that, you know, stand folks up like they famous, whatever. Big up to Pharrell Williams, our homeboy from VA who's 40 years old today as well.
True.
Big up. No doubt. Yeah. Anybody mad, though? We will talk to Mr. Edelton when he comes next week, if he comes.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. And he will be here. We have confirmed he will be here.
Okay. Big up. Happy birthday, big brother.
No doubt. I couldn't say he was in the 40 and Fabulous Club. He for the men, it is the 40 and Stylish Club, is what I've been told. So
I'll tell you what, though. I had no clue that Pharrell was older than me because he still looks
like he's 12, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's good genes. That's good genes.
Hey,
right?
Yes, black don't cry.
Yes, very good genes because he actually, let's see. I ain't going to tell his secret, but.
He still looks like he does when he was in the band at Prince Van High School. He does.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you all have heard of the term survivalist. But there's a new phrase in America that refers to people who are anti-government. They are referred to as survivalists. And
okay.
I'm going to tell you, man, in the news right now, there's a survivalist couple that tied up the grandmother who was actually watching out over these two young boys, I believe 2 years old and 4 years old. The father and mother who had the kids taken away from them because they were caught with some drugs. So the kids were, you know, placed in foster care, ultimately, you know, placed with grandma. This week, dad busts in the house, ties grandma up, takes the kids, and now there's a national manhunt for this survivalist couple.
Yeah.
What in the hell is going on in America?
People are really going crazy.
There's too many people on drugs.
I hate to throw comedy in the midst of something funny, right? As a member of this show says in a drug-like tone, too many people are on drugs.
You know what?
TM is on tonight. TM is on tonight. Do you hear me?
That one. Tell her again.
TM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back.
Let me read. You got to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now. Give me yeah now. Oh, she will fan now. Tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow.
Radio live Friday night. It is 9:14 here in Itty Bitty Plant City. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. That is the General T.M. Hyman, the hip hop informer, as well as Madam CeeLo Kids in Boston.
Too many people are on drugs.
It is the Friday night cypher, and it is definitely live. Oh, my God.
So that's what made me start laughing, because I was like, yo, look who's talking. Like,
ooh,
yo.
You.
Because that was one of those, did I say that out loud moments? But
oh,
I knew I
didn't. Yeah. Too late to take it back. Too late to take it back. Oh, my
and
God. Y'all gave me a good laugh.
I never tried. I would never try. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are who we are, and it's okay. It's okay.
I know we're standing by for a special guest, but entering the studio momentarily is none other than that wild dude, Sabe James.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I need to prepare myself for Sabe. Because when Sabe comes, you must be ready.
In the studio.
You have to be on your game. You gotta.
In the studio, Sabe James momentarily, folks, inside the Friday Night Cypher. I don't know what's been going on in your world this week, but we want to hear from you. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Before the break, we were talking about the survivalist couple that actually hijacked their own kids, tied their mother. Now, understand this. The husband tied up his wife's mother and took the kids. Tied her up with what are the things that you pull cords together with?
Oh, like tie wraps.
Zip ties, zip strings.
Zip ties.
Zip
things. Those zip things. So craziness in America right now, folks. Craziness.
And my thing is, like, at what point, yes, I mean, like, I think a lot of things. And I might even say them out loud. But now, if I follow through with them, that's a whole different thing, you know? It's like, you don't do that. You gotta tie people up.
Yeah, the survivalist thing is, and I understand and wholeheartedly believe that, as it says in the good book, that we are in our last days in some way, shape, form, or fashion. But the survivalist thing where you don't believe in government and, you know, it's kind of martial law type stuff, that's we're a little premature for that. We're a little premature for that. Bring you know, relax. Bring that back in. We're not ready for that yet.
But, see, you also have to look at these people that, okay, hold on. First of all, I'm going to clarify. So you're telling me survivalists, they're people who are just pretty much, they just fall off the grid from, what, corporate America, or are these just straight live in the woods?
No, they live amongst us.
They
ability to be able to survive on the land. So necessarily have to have modern technology and civilization type of things to survive.
Okay.
Right.
And they don't believe in government.
Okay. Do they take baths,
though? I really don't know one. But when I found out, when I meet one, I'll let you know how he smells or how she smells.
I don't want to know. Oh, yes. Happy
that on the one funk is probably something serious.
Oh, my gosh. Like, that has to be more than, that has to be more funkier than Dope Boy Funk. I mean, like, I don't.
Did you? Well, we know that might be something you're familiar with.
Did you hear me stutter?
Back in the day.
Okay.
I'm not even going to repeat it. For those that didn't even
get it. Yeah, we're not going to go there. We're going to make a left turn. Yeah, let's make a left turn. We're going to go into some more entertainment news before we start discussing other smells that we should not be associated with.
said dope boys, not dope. I said dope boys.
We know what you said. But anyway, okay. We're going back to entertainment news.
Wait, hold on. I have to make sure that a word wasn't left off.
Lord have mercy. Can you mute your own microphone?
You know what?
As we keep it moving,
right.
Chocolate out of Planet City.
I ain't gonna do that, Diego. I'm just playing.
Did she put a song on me?
You told me to mute my mic. Yes. Go.
And then the song was super high at that. See, I got the subliminal shot.
Hey, wait a minute. Now I'm looking like. Is I get drunk tonight? Like,
I know. No. I don't drink.
cocktail hour before, happy hour before the show?
I didn't think you did. I didn't think you did, but I'm like, the behavior is kind of alcoholic.
We're not saying that you on crack. It's just kind of crackhead.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know what? For real? All right.
From my nigga Diddy view, I think I see his vision too. Purple rain over Central Park, chillin' with my homes. Big box and Sade's, the rocks and Chardonnays. My gas is sassy, so my penthouse, my balloon. We doing it big, it's going down 9-11. I'm doing it big, pulling up in the 9-11. I've been trying to fuck for months, baby girl, it's now or never. Got the condo on the beach, so through our storms, we shot weather. We shining when it's pitch dark. Yeah, this bitch a movie, but this time I play a big part. Fuck the market and look at what I'm accomplishing. I'm beating niggas by margin bigger than friends talking in to buy my bitch every bag, and she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. I wanna take my bitch around the globe, Hawaii hand gliding in the mountains, shitting on these hoes. Red bottles by the barrel, popping Giuseppe tags like it's American Apparel. 20,000 up in bindings, haters are never humming. Rick Owens arming, bombers for my whole army. Anile, anile, baby move fast. She drop it down and bring it back, I like that. I wanna buy my bitch everything, so she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. For me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss. Take a look. I'm super fly. I'm super high. You getting yours? I'm getting mine.
Ooh, women of a caliber. Only seen in magazines, calendars. And I'm sitting with no socks over. My birthday's in October.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss. Take a look.
Put your eye to the sky. That's where you'll find me.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss. Take a look. I'm super high. You get yours. I'm getting mine.
Friday night inside the Friday night cipher. She says she's getting hers. Go get yours. And she's a superstar inside the cipher. Hot chocolate, Madam Sweet Old Boston, Plant City, Chicago. Okay, now. The drug comments were a joke. Now, I'm like, what's really going on?
Baby, listen, do we need an intervention? Do we need to talk? Really, kumbaya, like, really.
We're bringing it back. We're bringing it back. It's 9:50. It's 9:25. I'm dyslexic, so from all 52. It's 9:25 if you just tuned into the show. You are inside the Friday Night Cypher. Man, listen, it's been a comedy half hour already, and we've only been on for 25 minutes. Much love.
I'm exhausted already.
Much love.
I'm
much love. Hey, we got St. James in the building yet?
No.
Now, this is wild even without Sade being here. This is,
right,
this is actually...
Like, listen, because we about to take it to another level when
once he arrives
into the room.
Oh, wow.
But, listen, there is a woman, and I cannot remember her name. I know her first name is Sharon. She is a part owner of BET Holdings, the BET Network. Recently, Tiger Woods actually played in a golf tournament right here, like right across the water from where I am. I'm surrounded by golf courses. I'm in Florida, where we know people come here, they love to play golf here. But these places are like right around where I am. And I recently saw something that I was totally impressed with. An African-American woman by the name of, and I'll get the full name, but an African-American woman who's part owner of BET that owns one of the country's top golf clubs. And it's right here. It's called Cypress in Clearwater, Florida. It is a sprawling, I mean, it is awesome. I can't, I'm like speechless when I think of the acreage of land. But people are coming from all over the world to visit this property that's owned by this African-American woman, which I think is awesome. We're going to start talking more about golf. You all know that there's now a golf network. And so I'm thinking, who could watch golf all day? But golf has become extremely popular. I purchased some golf clubs about 5-6 years ago. I played maybe 4 years ago. The golf clubs are in the same place. As a matter of fact, I want to put them on eBay because they're expensive clubs for somebody who knows what they're doing. And I don't play enough of it. But we're going to be talking golf here, and I'm going to try to get I'm not going to say one of the best, but an up-and-coming African-American golfer to come on and talk about how the golf world is changing specifically for African-Americans. And I'm not talking about, you know, just a African-American like Tiger Woods. More and more African-Americans are playing golf. I'm talking professionally, going after the purses. Type of golf. And we want to, you know, talk about that to encourage some up-and-coming golfers and for those who may have never thought about golf. You know, hey, it's something to really drill down on. And, again, I'll bring back more information about the African-American woman that owns the property over in Clearwater, Florida. But, man, people are making things happen out here.
Yeah, that's dope. That's a good look actually for the golf world. And I know or have heard of a lot more of my African American peers, both men and women, taking up the sport. As a matter of fact, there's an ex NFL player who I coincidentally went to high school with, who has a golf tournament in the Virginia Beach area every year, and the proceeds go back to our high school. So. I think that's really something great where you can give back to the community and give light to a sport that hasn't had a lot of, let's say, participation or interest for that reason or for that matter by our culture or by other cultures other than, you know, Caucasians, let's say, because it has been a male Caucasian-dominated sport for a long time.
Yeah, definitely.
But y'all didn't learn how to play golf like in elementary school?
No,
that's putt-putt. That's putt-putt. That's not real big scale 18 holes
that's
of real golf with traps and, you know, water and all that.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's where it starts out at, though. I mean, like, you know how, like, we went outside when we were children.
I didn't play golf at my school, sorry.
Oh, okay.
We had golf at our school, but, you know, it was a dominated sport by white boys. Well, we had a girls' golf team, but there weren't any black girls or Hispanic girls or any other, I'm not even going to say any other cultures besides white girls, because there weren't.
Right, because the thing is, the only place you could do it was school. Because, I mean, where were you going to play golf at in the hood? I mean, like,
well, no. Where were you going to have the opportunity to be exposed to golf clubs in the hood?
You know, unless you had someone who
you could reach out to outside of your community, church member or someone else that reached out to inner city youth that gave them that opportunity.
They just have more access.
Right. I mean, who's the average kid even in our day who was going to go and play putt-putt and then want to expand and have the chance to do it and afford to be able to have the chance to do it in high school?
And you know what? And you're absolutely right. I mean, right. And again, yeah, there was no, what is it, reinforcement in that area. Like I said, you know, you could play football.
It wasn't even an interest for me. I played football. I mean, I played rec ball. By the time
football.
I actually was in high school, I was actually working and chasing women. That was my sport. And I was good at it.
all the above, huh? You know what? You know what? Okay, well, look. I think that the children, what are they even doing PE now? Like,
there's a lot of physical education programs that have been cut out and phased out. They don't have standard PE time or time to go outside and run around and play and sweat. They don't. You know, where they used to give us a bag of balls, basketballs, baseballs, volleyballs, you know, tetherball, kickball, whatever you wanted to jump rope, just give you anything to exert some energy. Our kids aren't offered that now.
Right.
It's a shame.
Yeah, absolutely right. And it's a one in a million chance that these kids, you know what, this lose weight initiative, though, it might bring some sort of physical education back into the schools.
Yeah,
we need it, man. We need it.
To that.
Absolutely.
But I think that we have a caller on the line, but before I go to the caller, we're going to go ahead and play some music, some Neo, One in a Million. It's TM Hyman Radio Live, Friday night.
9:33. We'll be right back.
Jet setter, go getter, nothing better. Call me Mr. Bennett, turn that top model chick to your everyday hood rat. Less than all, but more than a few, but I never met one like you.
Been all over the world, done a little bit of everything, little bit of everywhere, with a little bit of everyone. All the girls I've been with, things I've seen, it take much to impress. But sure enough, your glow, it makes you so stand out from all the rest.
Radio Live. Hey, welcome back inside the Friday Night Cypher. That dude, St. James, is in the building. What's cracking, homie?
That was good.
Hey, man, been bugging out. Madam CeeLo had us tripping first half hour. as always.
As usual.
Hey, hit us up. Join the conversation. We want to hear from you as we recap the week in news and entertainment. It's 9:37 on the East Coast, 6:37 on the West Coast. So what up? We are that crew. Hey, what's up in the news, Sate?
Well, I don't know if y'all been paying attention to this Mike Wright dude at Rutgers, the Rutgers coach, who've been smacking around the kids and kicking them in the rear end and throwing basketballs at their face and tripping them when they're running and
Right.
their pants on and they're not looking, all kinds of crazy stuff.
All the parents should get together and run him around the gym.
That's what I'm saying. Smack him up a little bit. Kick him in the butt a little bit, you know?
You're not going to be throwing no balls at my kids. I don't pay the school money for that. That's not a part of the tuition.
It is a part of the
game. No, it's not.
But the thing is this, it's like it got a lot of mixed reviews because some people that played organized, because I heard you chiming in talking about you played organized sports in the past, see, but we know that our coaches will push us to just to get the best product out of us.
Absolutely.
But
I
just think that there's a fine line of demarcation that can
separate
passing from, you know, just overbearing craziness.
Well, see,
you know,
this is right here. And so because you played rec ball, and we know about coaching, and I think I just heard Madam Boston say she thinks that it is a part. Now, I think where I think she's going is, you know, again, we're dudes. You can rough us up, but this is my thing. This is the measurement right here. Anytime I played football, there was always parents out there on the sideline watching. And if you wouldn't do it in front of my parents, don't do it if my parents aren't here.
Absolutely.
Right. I feel you on
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. 110% on that.
And I doubt very seriously if parents would have stood around and thought that what he was doing to their kids was okay.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think that there was that much of an outcry to this behavior because it was done behind closed doors, you know? And with that and with that to his advantage, you know, when the cats away, the mice will play. And that's basically what the defense situation was here. And
right.
But if you notice, all the dominoes are starting to fall now because it was already noted that the president knew that the athletic director knew what was shaking with it, but they turned a blind eye to it. And you know how the first time this kind of thing came into light was with situation similar to that Joe Paterno thing when they talked about when it was brought up and it was complained about by other staff and students and everything, but they turned a blind eye to it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Then we get the Sandusky of the world. You turn blind eyes to things. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. I am surprised. I really am, folks. And so this is your justice system at work. But it's also media. When media gets involved, you know, you can't hide and you can't slide under the rug. But I'm really surprised that Sandusky is in prison. I'm surprised he's in prison. I really am.
And I understand.
Well, I mean, they
I'm not.
They probably pushed him out. You know what I mean? There's no secret to that. They pushed him out.
Right.
You know?
I mean, and the reason why I agree with what you said, T, was because of the simple fact that it's too many times that people have been dead wrong, but because of their status and stature at the institution, it's brushed under the rug.
How many Catholic preachers should be in prison right now?
Right.
Hey, and all they got was transferred.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and the thing is that it's even the blind eye is turned when, you know, parishioners go inside the churches, you know. So is one, you know, one isn't any better than the other. There's no, you know, gauge. I mean, there's no judgment gauge there.
Yeah.
But what's wrong is wrong. But most of the time, people in his position, especially as revered as he was, you know, it's like people had mixed feelings about it in the first place, because the people who didn't know about it, who felt a certain way about him, they were probably thinking, like, oh, it was a lie, you know, whatever, until it was confirmed. You know what I'm saying? And they had to come to terms with that.
Let me add this to the conversation, too. A lot of people was bringing up names like Bobby Knight, you know what I'm saying, about how he used to kick the players' how they used to kick them around and everything on court during the game and everything else like that. But the thing that Bobby Knight had to his advantage, that he was a winning. These dudes was like 15 and 16 with this kind of tactic. So that was like basically a null and void practice that should have been done away with, and, you know, a new approach should have been established from the beginning. Y'all not even a winning program, and you doing it to the kids like that's going to help them, like there was one shot away from the championship last year. Dude, you not even in the NIT. You know what I'm saying? And the NIT is for the scrub teams in the college rankings right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, the whole approach was just you know, out of character altogether.
Well, another story that kind of got people up in arms that has mixed feelings coming around, too, is Trayvon Martin, the young man who was shot and killed in Sanford, Florida. His family settled their wrongful death claim. The Orlando Sentinel reports that the family of a black teenager, Trayvon Martin, who was shot to death last year by a neighborhood watch captain, has settled a wrongful death claim against the Homeowners Association of the Florida gated community where he was killed. And it's thought to be more than $1 million.
Not enough.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
Of course it's not enough.
Wait,
not enough.
What?
Not enough money.
So they just got a settlement for your hard times, like, hey, here's $1 million cash. Now be quiet.
I wouldn't have even taken
probably
that. I wouldn't have even thought of taking it.
Well, you know what? If they wanted if they saw this as a part of their closure, I mean, that might have been a reason to take it.
I mean, if it was about closure, then it's not about a monetary amount. Honestly, to me.
I mean, that's good money. You know, that's good money if you don't have any money, right? But I mean, for me, I'm taking it as that's how they're presenting it, as for us to bring some closure to this situation. And I don't think that's enough money for me to just sit down and shut up. I'm sorry.
I don't think so either. George Zimmerman is still scheduled to go on to begin his trial June 10th for second-degree murder trial.
And this time, he's not going to try to do the
I'm interested to see how that turns out.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And I really hope for the city of Sanford, Florida, that it's a favorable judgment in favor of the Martin family. Otherwise, and it's just my prediction, and I hate to be the predictor of bad news, I don't think that will turn out well.
How far are you from Sanford in Flint City?
Roughly 35 minutes.
Right. I knew it wasn't that far.
I'm a rock's throw, like the old folks will say.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Around the corner.
Hey, you are in tune to the Friday Night Cypher. It's the crew, St. James, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo, Boston. That's a tongue twister tonight. TM Hobbit. Wait, we'll be right back. It's 9:46 inside the cipher.
Wow.
Out Nobody without telling me. Sunglasses in Advil. Last night was mad real. Sun coming up 5 a.m. I wonder if they got cash still. Think about the girl in all leopard. Who was rubbing the wood like Kiki Shepherd? Two tattoos, one red, no apologies. The other said love is cursed by monogamy. That's something that the pastor don't preach. That's something that a teacher can't teach. When we die, the money we can't keep. Probably spend it all cause the pain ain't cheap.
I never thought I'd see the day that you my own girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him, take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
I wonder sometimes, I wonder if I was wrong.
Had to reach out to him and said, oh,
yes.
Mine looked like a twisted ankle.
Yes, that kid is a G. He has earned every stripe in the world for being the ultimate competitor, because even with half of the bone in the bottom of his leg sticking out, all he wanted his team to do was win the game.
Yes.
The heart of a competitor. I love it.
Absolutely, yeah. A true sportsman. So I just wanted to actually shout him out as the week, because that was the play of the decade, my brother.
For sure.
Unbelievable.
My mom was so tickled by him. He was on an interview this morning on one of the major news stations. Actually, he was on a couple of them this morning, but he was saying that when Michelle Obama called him, he was under such heavy sedation, he really doesn't remember the call. So he's confident enough to say, well, when she calls me back, you know, I'll be ready to Oh, and tell the president I want to talk to him too.
let him know she's hollering at me.
Okay, yeah.
CODIS and SLOTUS. Like, don't send no Secret Service to my house. Yeah.
That's right.
She called me.
Shouts out to Halle Berry and Oliver Martinez, who are expecting another baby.
Yeah,
Ms. Berry,
every young old man's
dream at 46 years old is getting to have her second baby.
All that.
Can I say something to that effect, though? I had a talk with a young man about 19, 20 years old, whatever. This dude was trying to tell me that Halle Berry wasn't the end or be all for cats. I shouldn't have been the end or be all for cats our generation. I told him, I said,
and I agree with him. I agree with him.
Are you serious?
Representing for the dark chocolate dip ladies who have been overshadowed by Halle Berry and her light skin, short hair averageness.
I said average.
Her craziness brings her pretty meter down.
Take that out of the equation.
Hold up.
Get out of your mind.
I said it.
My doppelganger.
I said it. Now call in or write in.
I sent some aggravation over the light skin people.
Okay. You are feeling some heat coming from this end. You really are. Because Halle Berry made it hard for us beautiful black women, and I am representing for myself for the dark chocolate mocha chocolate chip. That's right. Halle Berry is. Wait a minute.
Don't get me wrong.
She's beautiful. She is a beautiful woman. Don't misunderstand that.
We love dark chocolate too. We love dark chocolate.
No, but what I'm saying is she gets extra props because she's the complexion that she is and all of that. My thing is she's nuttier than a fruitcake, so her nuttyism brings her pretty level down.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. James, please, sir.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
When you talk light skin, you talking Tisha Campbell. You talking what's the other girl name? Because she was just oh my god.
Well, let me just bring it home. You're talking Madam CeeLo Boston.
Thank
you.
Right. And then you're talking hot chocolate, who is next level to a chocolate chip.
But the thing is,
still
fine
as hell. Don't get it messed up though.
Well, why are you mad though? I'm just trying to figure out why you mad.
No, I'm mad because I hear a lot of men going on about her beauty, her beauty, her beauty. And just like I said, no, I'm not taking that away from her. But take a step from one of the men that she was with, Christopher Williams. He said, just because she's beautiful does not mean that she doesn't have problems and make her crazy just like every other woman. So stop putting her on this pedestal.
I'm glad you brought up that name because Christopher Williams made it hard for his Caramel Brothers back in the 90s.
Oh, well, see. Now that's light skin. You're right.
He made a hard for everybody else, too.
Trying to sit down somewhere.
We can bring up part two of the Halle Berry debate anytime y'all get ready.
I'm just confused about why you're so mad.
Because Halle Berry was always the comparison of the beautiful woman. Who's your pick? Halle Berry. Halle Berry. Oh, my gosh. She's so fine. She kind of.
Hold on. Yeah,
she even had her own haircut named after her. She had her own haircut named after her. Her own haircut. It was a Halle Berry cut.
So what?
Come on now.
And Mary J. Blige has one too, and Toni Braxton has one too. And who are they all light skinned? Ain't nobody checking for Grace Jones' number one guard like I had.
Look, first of all,
talk about it.
Dark skin.
Talk about it.
Shiny color. She won't even dark skin.
And she's the epitome of black beauty. And she's overlooked because of light skinned heifers like Halle Berry. Yeah, I say.
She was gorgeous.
Wow.
Well, we got 60 seconds left. We can't continue this conversation. Give me time.
This actually, we got to keep this going Monday. Check us back Monday because I had no idea that dark-skinned women, you know, really had, you know, so much to say about light-skinned women. I mean, let's keep the conversation
about that
going.
Earlier.
Check us out on Monday, 9 p.m. Hey, St. James. Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for stopping past tonight, bro. Ladies, take us home.
Tweet me, very hot chalk.
Whatever you do, do it well. Yes, and see you on the other side. Check y'all out Monday.
Yeah, and if you can't be good at it.
There he go. 5:13 and now.
Good night.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show.